morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell and Brad Pollock, we are injury attorneys. As you know, we've been doing the show for years, and we do it to teach you and educate you about injury subjects. We do another show that's a live call-in show on Saturday morning. That's a general radio show that you can ask us any question. But this show is to teach you about a different injury subject and talk about the insurance companies that try to beat and defeat your injury claim every time, all the time. And you need to know what to do. It's as simple as that. Information is empowering. That's why we do it. You can call us with any questions if you want, 303-795-5900. At 795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. Or anytime, anywhere, go to our website. You can email us. You can have live chat. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Do you have a strategy when you've been injured? Do you need a strategy? Why? I mean, you've been injured. You know, if you read of our books, and one of our books was Don't Get Hurt in the Same Accident Twice, once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. That's a long name, but it means a lot. Don't get hurt in the same accident twice. And don't get hurt again on the insurance claim. Simple as that. You know, and we list some myths in there. One of the myths is that we hear it all the time. Brad and I hear it all the time. People come in and say, you know, I was injured, and surely somebody's going to treat me fairly. Surely, I mean, it wasn't even my fault. Surely the insurance company's going to pay me. Surely they're going to pay for my medical bills, aren't they? I mean, won't they pay for my injuries? They're going to fight you. They have a strategy to beat you. And what might wake you up this morning is the fact that they have a strategy to beat you before an accident even happens. What are you talking about, Gary? Before an accident even happens. And, you know, you have to understand they have strategies. They have programs. So let's talk a little bit about these computer programs, Brad. You know, one of them is called ACE, Advanced Claims Excellence. It's now public knowledge. They try to keep these programs undercover, but they can't do it after a while. Another one is called Bring Back a Billion. Bring Back a Billion means bring back $1 billion to this insurance company. And that was directly or indirectly tied to claims. And if you want to know further about this, you know, the loss ratio and the combined ratio, you need to get our new book, which is called Legal Game Plan. But Brad, so you need a strategy right now, today, before an accident even happens, because the insurance company has a strategy or strategies against you right now.
Well, yeah, and when you stop to think about it, you have to use common sense in realizing, oh, wait a minute, if the insurance company is working on a profit margin, which it is, and it intends to make money, which it intends to do, even though they're not supposed to be making the claims division a profit center, the insurance company is going to be very careful and watch out what it pays out. Now, the way it watches out what it pays out and tries to avoid paying out money or paying out as little as possible is by making sure that all their adjusters are trained in certain ways. And they're supposed to take those, and they will take those adjusters, and they will train them. And they're going to use those adjusters for purposes of being able to negotiate with you. There's no doubt in my mind that the adjusters are going through training classes of negotiation. They're going through training classes of medical terminology. They're going through training classes of how to summarize the medical bills and the medical treatment. They're going through different training classes as far as how to fill out their computer screen so they can get to that information immediately and give you reasons why they shouldn't be able to pay. And they're going through necessary training classes to get information from you that they know will be useful in denying or mitigating your claim to the greatest amount possible. They're just going to do it. And if you're sitting there thinking they're not going to do it, then rethink it. They're hiring these people to act as adjusters to deal with these cases. And when you get them on the phone, believe me, these people have been trained and they know what they're doing. And if they're not trained, or even if they're trained, if they don't know what they're doing, if something's odd to them, they have resources they can get in touch with very quickly to get the necessary information to once again mitigate your claim.
Right. And you need to understand they have these computer programs. A few years back, and it was pretty recently, but I mean, all these insurance companies hired a consulting firm called McKinsey. McKinsey came up a way up with a way, computer programs, and it was called the Colossus program. That was the software, Colossus, and they would value your claim. And guess who's in whose favor the valuation goes? Theirs, not yours, right? And so they weren't telling you about Colossus. They would plug your injuries like broken arm, like rotator cuff surgery, like low back strain or sprain, like herniated disc. They would plug it into the computer called Colossus. It would assign a value, and that's what you get. And sometimes you got paid less than your amount of medical bills. And you've learned from us before that you get to claim your medical bills. If they're $10,000, you get to claim those in a claim. You also get paid for your injuries over and above your medical bills. You also get paid for pain and suffering. And we've covered all those in detail. The point is today that they have a computer program that says you don't even get the amount of your medical bills. What? That's how they start the strategy against you before an accident even happens. You think you've been rear-ended, it's not your fault, and you should rightfully think this, and surely somebody's going to treat you fairly. I mean, they're going to compensate you. Maybe you missed work for a month and a half. You didn't get paid. You got medical bills. You didn't work. Now you can only work part-time. There could be 100 different permutations or variations from that example. But Brad, they use these scenarios and these computer programs to do this. But also, let's talk about, Brad, how they have a strategy before that accident happens with regard to your insurance coverage. What kind of coverages do you need? And what are they going to sell you? What are they going to try to keep from not selling you?
Well, yeah, you've got to watch that, too. Some insurance companies like to, and you have insurance agents who like to convince you that the best thing you can do is go without a bunch of coverage because you're going to save a lot of money on your premiums. Basically, you're not going to save that much money on your premiums. You're going to save a little bit, but not that much. Not for the insurance you're giving up. And they're going to convince you that they're the person that you should buy insurance through, or that they're the company you should buy insurance from, because they have shown you ways to save money on your premiums. What they've done is they've shown you ways to endanger your financial health and maybe even your physical health, because next thing you know, when you're in the accident and when you're hurt, you're not going to get medical care that you would otherwise be entitled to get. You're not going to have financial protection that you would otherwise get. So what they've done is they've shown you ways to endanger yourself. And that's why you want to be careful when you hear these insurance companies broadcasting, look at the great rates we can get you. What they're doing is they're getting you nothing. They're getting you nothing. So they take out aspects of insurance coverage that would be protecting you. And for that, you're paying less money, but the ratio is terrible. We've said it many times on this show and to everybody we talk to. Basically, the most important, the most dangerous thing you do when you're in your everyday life, when you're up and doing things in life, is drive. That's where you have vehicles. You have tons of objects moving around at 40, 50, 60 miles an hour. You have people eating and drinking, and you have drunk drivers, and you have distracted drivers. You have people on phones moving these tons of objects, supposedly controlling them. You've got people that have all sorts of distractions going on in the back seat and other places. They've got animals in their car that might cause a problem. They've got kids that can distract them, and they're moving these vehicles around. And when one hits you, you've got a more than 50% likelihood that you're going to have some injury. And Gary, we've talked many times, there's at least 25% of the people on the road that have no insurance.
Right, they have absolutely no insurance. And I think it was 24.8%, so we rounded it up to 25%. One quarter of the people in Colorado don't have any insurance. So what are you going to do? And you need to read our book, Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. You can get any of our books at our website, championsofthepeople.com. They're free. You can download them e-copy free. If you call our law firm, we'll send you a hard copy free. But the last half of that book has all the picture examples and the narrative on the kinds of insurance coverages you need and want. But if it's still too confusing, you can call us and ask us. I talk to people almost every week that call and ask what kind of insurance should they have and why, and what does this mean in the policy, and what does that mean? We will do it for you. We'll be glad to do it for you. You need to understand you need a strategy. That's why we wrote our new book, Legal Game Plan. It's now available, championsofthepeople.com. You can download an ebook free. Call our law firm. We'll send you a copy of our book free, Legal Game Plan. It's trademark protected. Brad and I have put our over 30 years of experience each into this book. And if you come in to see us when you've been injured, you get a free initial consultation and you get a free legal game plan. And once you read this book, you're going to understand precisely why we do these radio shows, precisely why you need a strategy to beat the insurance company, because they've got one that they're trying to beat you. You know, so how do they do this before the accident? One way, they have the computer programs. We've covered that. We can't even touch the surface on that subject. Another way they do it is they, and not all insurance companies missell you or undersell you, whatever, but some do. And they try to talk you out of certain kinds of coverages, as Brad said, so that you don't have coverages. Their favorite one to talk you out of is UM, uninsured motorist coverage, and UIM, underinsured motorist coverage. And we got a break coming up, but right after the break, we're going to explain to you how important that is, why that's important, why they try to talk you out of it, why they don't like it. They, in fact, hate it. They hate that coverage. And we're going to explain to you after the break. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. Auto accident cases, workers' compensation, workers' comp cases. We represent you, the individual, to help you try to put your life back together again. You can call us at 303-795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. And anytime, anywhere, our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. And by the way, you know, you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, and you can listen to any of these podcasts. It's just that simple. You can also listen to our live show, Saturday morning live show, call-in show. You can call us there if you'd like and ask us a question. The Saturday show is for any subject, any question, and we do it as a community service. These shows are injury shows and injury-related topics. So, Brad, let's talk a little bit about this this situation. When the one coverage, not the only one, but the one coverage they really love to talk you out of is UM, that means uninsured motorist coverage, and UIM, then that means underinsured motorist coverage. So how does that affect the average person, family, driver?
Well, it leaves you and your family, it leaves the driver and the family members at risk to not get full compensation sometimes not even get adequate compensation or even close to any kind of compensation that's going to give fair recovery for the injuries you sustained. You know, we've got 24.8, quarter of the people out there, percent, a quarter of the people out there not driving without insurance. We've got a number of other people that are driving with minimum limits. Nothing wrong with that. The law says that's what they can do, and they're doing it. That's fine. The ones who are driving with no insurance, they need to be checked to get them to start getting insurance. But the bottom line is with medical bills nowadays, with the expense that you face when you get hurt, with lost income, with the injuries you sustain, normally and quite often, $25,000 is not going to adequately cover you for the injuries you sustained. So you're in an accident, the other person caused it, they ran a stoplight, they've hurt you. Now all of a sudden you're saying, I've got to have some medical bills, I've got to have some medical care, I'm missing time off work, I'm going through all these inconveniences, I'm going through the pain, the suffering, I can't do things. And you say, I'd like to be compensated for this. And they say, well, we've got $25,000. There were three of you in the car. We have the minimum limits of $25,500. That means we have $50,000 to cover all three of you. And that's all there is. And if you don't have underinsured motorists, or if it's a case where the driver who hits you has no insurance, if you don't have uninsured motorists, you're left with a situation where you're not going to be able to recover the extra money. That's the only source you can look to. And so the source and the bottom line on this is take care of yourself, protect yourself, give yourself protection, and give your family protection. Give the other people you're going to have in your car protection. Give them the opportunity and the chance to have a full recovery for whatever mishaps might happen while in the car. Don't let the adjuster talk you out of it.
No, don't let. And they hate this coverage because here, break it down this way. You go to your own insurance company and you want to take out a policy for automobile insurance and liability in case you injure somebody. And so they understand, they evaluate you. They evaluate your wife, your husband, whatever. They evaluate your family, whoever the drivers are going to be, because that's a risk they can evaluate. Are you following me? They can evaluate you as a risk. But if they sell you UM and UIM coverage, if another driver injures you, and if that other driver doesn't have any insurance or doesn't have enough insurance, then all of a sudden you make a claim on your UM and UIM coverage the same as you would make the claim against the at-fault party. The same as you would make the claim against the at-fault party. Now, your own insurance company has to cover that risk, and they never knew this other third person. They didn't know who they are. They never got to make a risk analysis or assessment on them, and that's one of the reasons they hate this coverage. And that's one of the reasons some insurance companies and agents try to talk you out of getting UM or UIM coverage. They say you can save some money. But the fact is they don't want to do this. And if they do sell you UM, UIM coverage, they want to sell it to you in the lowest amount possible. You need it in the highest amount possible, because if an uninsured motorist hits you and it's their fault, or one with not enough insurance hits you and it's their fault, the only place you have left to go is your own UM, UIM, UIM coverage. So, Brad, that's one of the reasons we wrote this legal game plan book. But there's many reasons. You can get the book. So we're teaching the people today that the insurance companies have a strategy before an accident happens with these computer programs, Colossus and Ace and Bring Back a Billion, and a strategy with regard to the amount of coverage.
Well, sure they do. And the coverage they want you to get is one that's going to be the most beneficial. They're going to be most profitable. And they'll try to make everything a profit center. They'll always try and make everything a profit center. But the one thing they have no control of, as Gary said, they can't control who hits you. They can't control who harms you. And so they know the numbers, though. They're aware of the numbers. They're aware of the fact that a quarter of the people driving out there don't have insurance. They're aware of the fact that maybe half of the people only have half have no insurance or only the minimums, and they know that's not enough. The last thing they want to do is have you be on their nickel getting all the care, because they don't want to pay for that. And they want your insurance. They want you to buy their insurance. So what they do is they convince you that by giving up $11 on your policy or $20 on your policy and over a 6-month period, so a couple bucks a month, you should give up this insurance. One of the things they'll tell you is same thing for MedPay. they'll tell you, well, you've got health insurance. You've got health insurance, so, you know, this will kick in and pay for the health insurance after the negligent driver pays their policy limits. That doesn't work. It doesn't work. Your health insurance is going to be very expensive. You're going to end up paying a lot of money. Your health insurance is not going to pay for your lost income. Your health insurance is not going to pay for what we call the general damages of the time you lost from doing things around the house, of the money you've had to spend to get people to come in and do things around the house, of the things that have gone undone around the house. It's not going to pay for the loss of enjoyment of life when you can't go do things and see people do things. And you know what? It's not going to pay for the fact that your kids can't do those things and the fact that your spouse can't do those things because you didn't have coverage for them.
And it's not going to pay for your physical injuries. So there's many, many things a health insurance company is not going to pay for that you would be able to collect from your UM/UIM coverage. But we're talking about their game plan. We're talking about their strategy. One of their strategies is to try to gain an advantage before an accident even happens. Now, and we could go on and on about that, but we've got to move on to other topics. So let's talk about the fact that they try to gain an advantage. An accident happens, you're injured, you go to the doctor, you go to the emergency room, wherever you go, you've got symptoms, you're treating. Now you call the insurance company, and in the first and subsequent calls to the adjuster, do they have a strategy and game plan to beat you right there on the phone? Absolutely they do. Absolutely they do. And you need to get a copy of our book. It's free, Legal Game Plan. You need your own legal game plan. You need your own legal strategy, even when you talk to them on the phone, Brad, because what do they normally say? You have to know what you're doing. They want to take a statement. They want you to sign releases. They're going to send you, quote, a few forms, end quote. What are these forms and what is this all about?
Okay, remember, these people are not your friends. They're not your friends, especially when you're dealing in the first-party claim. And that's, when you're doing a third-party claim, it's the same way. But initially, when you're dealing with the insurance adjuster, you're dealing with the insurance adjuster for the other person's car. Why would they be your friend? You haven't bought a policy from them. You haven't done anything with them. You haven't helped them make their profits that they want to make. So why would they be your friends? Why? There isn't a reason. All they're going to do is tell you they care. They're going to tell you they're concerned because that's their job, to befriend you so they can get you to give them information that they can use against you when it comes time to adjust your claim. But stop and think about it. I'm talking to the insurance company on the other side that's now going to have to pay me money because their insured hurt me. Do you really think they want to give you a bunch of money? They just want to pay you out and here, let us take care of you. Think about it. There's no reason. So when you start talking to them, you have to start from a point of view of saying, these are not our friends. These people on the other side are trying to save money. And the way they save money is to give me as little as possible. So they're going to try and find out everything they can that will allow them to say we're not paying or we're paying a reduced amount.
Or blame you for the accident, as we've covered in previous shows. So they have their strategy, their game plan before the accident happens. They have their game plan when you talk to them on the phone. They have their strategy when you talk to them on the phone. They have a strategy when they want your medical records and medical bills. And you need your own legal game plan and strategy. Brad and I have put our over 30 years of experience into this book, into the legal game plan. And by the way, when you come see us, we tailor your legal game plan to you, to your injuries, your accident, the way it happened. Was it a texting driver, a drunk driver, different legal game plans? Were you rear-ended, different game plan than a T-bone accident? Somebody cut in front of you, caused almost a head-on collision, different legal game plan. If you need surgery, different legal game plan. But you have to know what it is. You have to know your strategy. It's like receiving a product and you get out the instructions and you try to follow the instructions. You don't guess. You don't guess at that. You don't guess at a recipe. And so during the course of your treatment, during the course of your claim, they have a strategy to beat you. You need your own strategy at every step of the process. Bell and Pollock, you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, download any of our books, free ebooks. You can get a hard copy if you call our law firm. And our two new books are out, Legal Game Plan and Motorcycle Injuries and Colorado Motorcycle Accident Law. Wow. You can get them for free at our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookie's. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh-made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookie's. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. We travel, and we've been doing it for years. We've done cases in Sterling. We've done cases in Durango, Fort Collins. We've done them in between, all over the place. We've done them in Jeffco. So we travel. We do your cases. You don't have to worry about location with us. Bell and Pollock, our website, championsofthepeople.com. Okay, Brad, our theme today is the fact that you need your own strategy. You need your own legal game plan. Now, we've told everybody we got a book. You can download it at championsofthepeople.com. But how important is it for everybody to have a strategy and not just guess at what they're doing, not just guess how the insurance company is treating them?
It's essential. It's essential because if you get off course, you're going to find that sometimes you can't recover. And when you think you're headed to New York, you're going to find that you're in Texas because you're just going to find out that you can't right the ship. That's why it's important to get your game plan put together, to understand what you're going to be doing in the game plan, how you're going to approach the insurance company, what you're going to expect from them. And sometimes that means, as Gary said many times to you, it means doing it before the accident even happens. And that means talking to people in the know. We're a law firm that's dealt with this we've been together since 1985 doing this kind of stuff. And we were personal injury lawyers before 1985 when Gary and I came together. Our job has been for all these years is to try and get people both prepared for the accident in advance and then taking care of them after the accident and putting together game plans and strategies in the way to be able to approach the case. Please make sure you call a personal injury attorney if you've been hurt.
You know you need a strategy. You know you shouldn't guess. You can't guess. Don't guess. It's going to hurt you again. That's the name of our book. Don't get hurt twice in the same accident. Once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. Don't let it happen. You can give us a call, 303-795-5900, or in the mountains, 970-870-8989, or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. I'm telling you what, if you have an insurance question right now, give us a call. We'll be glad to answer your insurance question. If you don't know what the policy means, call us. If you don't know what coverage is to get, call us. If you don't know how they work together, call us. We're here for you because we are your champions of the people.